against Asheville. They moved their record to 3-0 and sit in a really good shape as we go down the road here into the bye week, and of course getting prepared for conference play that'll occur here in a couple of weeks. And on the local television stage, Coach, your team performed very well, I think on all three sides of the ball, and got it done. And you can't have a better feeling around Pisgah High School yesterday than what it was. It was just a terrific night for all of us.
You know, it was. I thought the big thing for us as we were getting through the night, just all of the buzz that was in the stadium. You know, obviously it started early in the day and had a lot of those production trucks and stuff rolling in, and it was just a little bit of a different vibe. We haven't had that before.
You mentioned a little bit about having that. Did it have any impact or effect on the things that you did? Obviously, you had to go with a short week and getting prepared for everything and playing on Thursday night. Your JVs played on Wednesday night, so obviously had to prepare for that. But was there anything around, from your perspective, that changed things for you going into the week?
You know, the big thing was we practiced a little bit longer on Monday and Tuesday than what we usually do to get us enough time in. We felt like we just needed it. Kind of extended practice a little bit, conditioned a little bit more on that Monday and Tuesday as well, and just gave us a better feel going into the game. Felt like we got some good work done. You know, we were a little bit concerned it might have been too much, but I think, and you know, as we look back on it now, I think it was just about what we needed. You know, we didn't go in pants this week either. We just went in shoulder pads and helmets and shorts. We still worked on tackling drills. I think that was, you know, one of the concerns that you have when you don't go into pants. You know, will you still have enough time to get in there to tackle and make sure that those things are still, you know, your kids are still doing the things that they need to when they get on the field on Friday night. And, of course, this one was a Thursday night. But yeah. I thought our kids still tackled really well. Defensive coaches put some drills in for us this week, even in shorts and girdles, that I thought helped us.
During the broadcast on Thursday night, there was a number of things that stood out to us. Number one, we were talking a little bit about this yesterday, but number one, I thought that our players were well conditioned. I thought that as we got into the third and fourth quarter, that you know we still had that energy there and that drive. And I'm not suggesting that there's any gas let out of the other team, but you guys were well conditioned and were able to play through four quarters, and everything, you know, sounded really good from our point of view, and making sure that you could execute throughout, you know, four quarters in a short week against a very tough team.
Yeah, we were, you know, one thing we had done last week, we had really worked on talking with our kids about hydrating early, you know, in the week, starting to drink a lot of fluids early, get rid of them soft drinks and all that stuff, and start putting a lot of waters and Gatorades and things like that. And you know, we cramped a little bit at the Inca game, and you know, as we look back on this one, we didn't at all on this one. We conditioned a little bit more, like I mentioned, but I thought the kids kind of took it to heart a little bit after the Inca game and the cramps that we dealt with there, and they did a really good job of hydrating themselves, getting themselves ready for this game. And you know, the TV timeouts helped as well. You know, we had some breaks in there, but obviously you saw some of Asheville's players cramping. So, you know, I thought our kids were very well prepared. You know, not only by the coaches, but themselves as well.
And I was going to ask about the TV timeouts. Obviously, it was a longer game because you had those in, and you know, even us on radio, we're prepared to have much shorter breaks and get back to it because they don't wait on us for radio. They obviously do for television. I was curious as to how that might change the rhythm a little bit for you guys, if it did at all.
No, you know, the big thing was it helped us catch our breath a little bit. Sometimes it would slow down the momentum if you had some, but I was, you know, aggravating our players as we get out in the huddle, and the young lady would step out on the field with a red hat, and we kept laughing about it. I was like, you know, the young lady in the red hat is killing us. We just can't get anything going. But it was just we were just kidding around. But it was really a great experience. I think it was a great thing for our program in high school and community as well.
Do you feel like that this is something that you would like to continue to be a part of?
You know, earlier in the day before we started, Coach Kruk and I were talking about, I don't know if we want to go through this again. It was just such a busy day. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of stuff goes into that, the commercials that we did and things like that. And Casey was, him and Heidi were super consumed with everything going on. But I think once we got to the end of it and saw the finished product, I think it was well worth it, you know, when we got to the end of it.
And talking about the game, obviously a huge game for us to be able to win one of those games you circle on your schedule at the beginning of the season, knowing that's going to be a good opponent. And it was a good opponent. They had so many weapons, I think, offensively, and you know, so many opportunities that they could, you know, break something just like that. But again, you know, starting off with offense, you guys came in with a solid game plan. I think the stat sheet shows a balanced attack, and we're very dangerous, I think, when we're as balanced as we were, but a balanced attack on offense, and you were able to score when you needed to score.
You know, we were, you know, looking at it, we were 116 yards passing for the night, and we were 116 yards rushing and 128 yards passing. So, you know, very balanced there, 244 total. I thought they had some really good play calling, talking about our offensive staff, the timing on the screen passes, the touchdown on the fourth and two, obviously the sleeper play that Asheville's well known for, to be able to pull that on them was pretty sweet too. So, you know, I thought it was very timely. I thought they did a really good job putting that game plan together. And again, we were on a short week, but I thought our coaches on that side of the ball were really sharp.
And you mentioned that. Obviously, that sleeper play call was a terrific call. I think and we talked about this too, that the call with putting Trey in as an eligible receiver at tackle worked out tremendously well for us. And I thought that, again, we executed the screen play as well as any college or NFL team does, really well sold. And a lot of that goes to Tanner, as well as the what your guys are able to do on the offensive line, I think, too.
You know, it looked really sharp, you know, as we went through it. And I actually got to go back and look at it on film. But I tell you what, Michael set up so much of this stuff, you know, the way that he ran the ball early on.
Right.
You know, he loosened everything up, made them have to crowd the box a little bit.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it wasn't very long after the first quarter that they decided they were not going to tackle him up high anymore.
Yeah.
And you saw them starting to cut him a little bit low as he was coming through. But, you know, that's just part of the deal for him. Such a powerful back for us. And, you know, he set the tone on the offensive side. And I thought, you know, Riley James, I thought Riley kind of set the tone on the defensive side, you know, with a big sack he had early in that first series. You know, our kids just came out and were very physical. We'd preached that all week, you know, that we had to be physical in order to beat them. And I thought that they did a really good job of that.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Free ice for a year. Go get an Orca cooler at Hometown Hardware and get a year's worth of free ice. See them for details at your Orca dealer, Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. With weather breaking a little, the rain is really bringing in the gardens. So see Hometown Hardware for all your canning supplies. Everything you need is at your big box alternative, Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza.
Good news for anyone wanting to buy or sell a vehicle. May Motors is ready to help. May Motors is on Radio Hill in Canton between Hardee's and Rite Aid. If you have a vehicle to sell, May Motors will buy it. If you're looking to buy and they don't have it, they'll find it. All makes, all brands, all models, and all years. Stop at May Motors on Radio Hill in Canton Monday through Friday from 9 to 6 or call 828-734-8515 for Chris or Tyler.
Back live this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. Coach, and before I forget about it, did you have a chance to did you take the night off, or did you have a chance to go see anybody else play last night?
No, I had a chance. I went back home to Rosman and watched Rosman and Madison play. Also, we got Madison here in a couple of weeks. We actually go up there and got a chance to go see Coach Rodehammer and his group.
And he came Thursday. He was at our game Thursday.
He was at our game Thursday. You know, went up on the press box with our guys and, you know, thought his team looked really good last night. They won 44-22. Got some kids that are doing some really good things for them right now. And, you know, he plays Brevard this week.
Right.
Another one of our conference opponents. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they do against him.
Going back to the game again on Thursday, And we've said this before, and it seems like we've been saying this for the last several years. There continues to be nothing between the two defensive ends in the middle of the field for them to run. And I was telling Zeke before we got here this morning again, you know, I thought in the last few games in particular, we're stringing people out too. There's not much from sideline to sideline right there. And when you take away that element defensively, when you take away that element of being able to run the ball, and they had a pretty good little back right there. When you take away that element, you're reduced down to perhaps one dimension. And as we saw Friday or Thursday, you know, Asheville has the ability to strike very quickly with receivers that can get downfield. They took a lot of home run shots too. But again, your run defense right now to me continues to stand out and has stood out for a long time.
You know, the stat that really stands out to me as I looked at them over Thursday night after the game was over with, the rushing stat for Asheville, 45 yards for the night. And I don't know that Asheville's ever had a game where they've only had 45 yards rushing. And you're right, I thought our core people in the box, you know, a lot of times we're six in the box, sometimes we're seven in the box, but those guys really shut down the stuff inside, you know, made a lot of things have to bounce. And I thought once it bounced, our guys in the secondary were just really, really good in their open field tackling. You know, the one-on-one matchups that Asheville should have won, they didn't. You know, our kids just were able to wrap them up, get them down, and when they couldn't get them down, they were holding on till the rest of us could get there. And that was one of the biggest differences in the ballgame. I just thought our guys in the back end just did a phenomenal job in the open field tackling.
What is it that you're doing in practice to make that happen? Because it doesn't happen, I think, naturally, especially against what, you know, oftentimes we're maybe superior athletes. What is it that you guys are doing to prepare to make that happen? Because you're absolutely right. It's a fundamental thing that we saw throughout the team.
You know, they're doing some different things in tackling drills, some things that we've picked up through some different camps and stuff we've done, and obviously going to some colleges and universities and seeing there. And you'll see our guys, and you're not trying to get a blow-up shot. We're not trying to just knock them off their feet unless it's a really good one, you know, that you can take. A lot of times you're going to see us go, you know, from the knees to the hips right in that area. And it's funny, they call it hog tackling, but we've kind of turned it into bear tackling is what we call it. But our guys have just done a really good job, and our line is practicing that too. We actually did a tackling circuit. We're doing that about one day a week now, and we did it this week even with shorts on, you know, just so we're continuing to you know, get used to doing that. But again, that was one thing that really stood out. Obviously, being able to stop the run in the box, but the open field tackling by our defensive secondary.
And I think too, you know, and we talk about this, you know, obviously open field tackle, a lot of it's about being where you're supposed to be, and a lot of it's about the proper angle. But you know, we continue to see your team right now, I think, on both sides of the ball, really be very disciplined about understanding first, you know, what's supposed to take place, and then going out there and executing even under duress. A lot of discipline from this team, I think, right now.
Well, they took it to heart on Monday, you know, what we had to do to get ready. I mean, you had two guys on the defensive side with Chase Henson and Isaiah Fisher that we had to move positions because of losing Jason, you know, in the Inca game. So you had Chase come in, and we had to move Isaiah up to where Jason was at. So you had two kids that essentially had to get ready in 3 days in new positions for themselves. And both of those guys had great games. I mean, you saw some great open field tackling from Chase and Isaiah as well. So it was just a good week. I hope these kids continue to remember what they have to do starting from Monday to prepare themselves for Friday nights. And if they continue to do that, we're going to have success.
Going to the third phase. You know, obviously, we talked about this. You've, you know, sort of taken special teams under, you know, your wing going into the year, and really from start to finish, special teams play on Thursday was a difference maker in terms of. And this is the other thing that I haven't brought up yet. We haven't talked about yet. It felt like that Asheville's rock working on a long field all night, whereas we were working on a much shorter field. A few drives in particular, they were starting way back, but the special teams play both in the kicking game and the punting game was solid, as well as the place kicking. You know, and again, when we had to have a play at the end of the game, and I'm talking about, you know, your good hands team out there recovering an onside kick, you'd be able to make it happen. But the special team, that third phase, that's so important, was absolutely huge for us again Thursday.
You know, you mentioned it, I think, and people may not have realized it. field position was so big, and you're exactly right. We tried to keep Asheville pinned down. We didn't feel like that they could drive the ball.
Consecutively,
we felt like they could get a big play, obviously, and score at any time. You know, they got out in the open field, but to do an 8 and 10 play drive, it's not suiting what they're about right now on that side. And we felt like if we could keep them pinned down, that just gave us a better opportunity. And I thought our kids did a really good job with understanding that. I don't know how many possessions that Asheville finished on our side of the 50.
Yeah.
It wasn't very many.
Yeah.
And the punting was good. Obviously, we had the one kickoff right there before halftime, and you know, we got it a little bit deeper on the kick than
right.
we wanted, and it got to the deep guy. And of course, he, you know, just like what we talk about, I mean, he had an opportunity to make a play, and that kid did, and got him back there. And of course, they got the score right before halftime. But you know, made a little adjustment there at halftime, and got everything back taken care of. But you know, from the field goals to the punts and the protection, just felt like we made some really good decisions.
The rugby style kick was able to draw a huge personal foul there in the first half, and then the other thing, it was a personal foul against Asheville. They roughed Fox, and one of my concerns was not that he was hurt, but that would be in his head, and it did not end up being in his head. He was still able to meet those big extra points there late.
You know, when I got out there to him, and of course he kind of rolled his ankle a little bit, I got him to sit back down so I could talk to him just a second, just get him relaxed. And you know, I told him as we were going off, I said, "Bud, I said the big thing for you got to shake that off." I said, "Because you're going to have to come right back out here, whether it's a field goal or an extra point, because we're going to score." And sure enough, he had to come right back out there, and you know, it ended up being the game-winning field
Absolutely.
Goal.
And then again, we talk a little about what happens up front, where we had, you know, not necessarily question marks, but knowing that we were going to be a little bit different up front this year. Again, those guys played solid. You mentioned Riley and what he was able to do. They ended up double teaming him through the second half, it seems like, if I remember correctly. But you know, your kids up front, you know, even against a kid on the other side that I think is playing Division I football at Virginia Tech, you guys, you know, were able to, I think, assert what you wanted to assert there.
You know, the crazy thing for us is we knew coming into the season that we were going to be a little bit smaller, not be as heavy as what we were last year. So changed a little bit of schematical things to try to help us out there with a lot of pulls and things like that. And offensively, I couldn't be more, you know, proud of what our kids have done offensively. We shouldn't have been able to have moved the ball like that, you know, based off of what we were facing.
Right.
And our kids just did a phenomenal job. I mean, you're talking about A.J. Cope, and you're talking about Gage Deaver and Ashton Hill.
Yeah.
And you're talking about Harley Melton and Tyson Willis. Tyson started for us. Riley didn't play any offense for us this past week. Back's been bothering him a little bit, so we were able to rest him. And I think that certainly helped him on the defensive side. And then you look on the defensive side of the ball, and you got obviously Riley and Dante and Tyler Pace and Josh Wilson. And those guys just did a great job. And then Michael comes in and helps us, and Ashton Hill. And so we're starting to get a little bit of rotation on that side, which is helping keep our kids fresh. And that's going to be important for us down the road.
Absolutely. And I don't want to harp on this point too much, but one of the things that I had to kind of contain myself on Thursday was, you know, what I thought were a few calls that were simply missed, whether they were catches out there or I didn't think we got a great call on a pass interference. I think we missed a tipped ball, what I thought was a blocked punt. And there were several of those things. What was your perspective on that aspect?
You know, during the game, obviously, you get caught up in it and becomes more bothersome. You know, at the end of the night, we ended up winning, of course.
Yeah.
And you look back on them and you say, well, how did your kids react? You know, how did that affect us?
Yeah.
And
Which is what you can control.
Right, which is what you can control. And I thought our kids did a really good job. You know, the pass interference that was on Chase that I thought was a great break on the ball.
Yeah.
Chase never hung his head. He never got down. You know, we went on to the next play, and, of course, the defense ended up getting a stop. You know, Trey's passes that we caught that I thought one of the two was inbounds. Isaiah was another one.
Yeah.
And, you know, to get those guys to get back on the next play and to not get caught up in what they can't control has been really good for us. And I think that's the sign of a team that is starting to mature a little bit and understand the situation, that not everything's going to go our way. And we've got to be able to get on to the next play and rebound. And I thought our kids have so far this season have done a good job of that.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show, WPTL.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Pisgah Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality with Ken Warren and Miranda providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King at I-40, exit 31.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Obviously, a lot of games last night. I noticed that a number of teams on the coast did not play, and they will play, I think, earlier next week, either on Monday night or Tuesday night because of the hurricane moving up the coast. But obviously, several games last night on Friday night, too. We want to catch up on Reynolds all over Owen, 70-12. Forest View over Kings Mountain, 28-0. Freedom beating Eastburg, 53-12. Hendersonville, 69-13 over East Henderson. High Brighton beat West Caldwell, 38-7. Madison over Rosman, 44-22. Of course, we'll see Madison here in a couple of weeks after the bye. Mitchell, 34-17 over Andrews. Mountain Heritage, 62-13 over North Buncombe. It was Newton Conover, 57-13 over Hickory. North Henderson, 31-28 over Swain. Smoky Mountain, a winner over Inca, 24-7. Robertson, 23-7 over East Rutherford. Tuscola beating McDowell, 44-19. Any of those scores surprise you at this point?
There was a couple of ones. Maybe the one that kind of stood out the most, and it wasn't that it was a high scoring game, is the Smoky Mountain score.
Yeah,
24-7 with Inca. That's the one thing that I knew Chris would do going into Smoky Mountain. He would have the kids riding high. He's a really good recruiter. I know he's got good numbers that have come out for those guys, and he's got them riding that momentum right now.
They're 3-0, right?
Yeah, and that makes them scary. Coach Blankenship and Swain, we had talked earlier in the season, and he had that game as somewhere he was really concerned with, and of course, they ended up beating Swain. So, it's one of those situations where change has been good there, and they're riding that high right now, and it'll be a tough matchup, once we get to that part of the season for us.
And that fan base over there and the people that care about football, I'm sure, are really excited about that because it's awfully important to them. It's a very similar community, and we always say this, we get treated very well when we go over there, and I'm sure that they're hungry for a better team. I noticed too, again, East lost again. They continue to really struggle right now. It's tough to get out of a rut when you're in a rut like that. And
they are struggling. I had one of our coaches, Coach Peck, went to that game last night. He still lives over there in Hendersonville and got a chance to go see it. And I think they had quite a few turnovers that went back for touchdowns, a block punt, a pick six, and that happened really early on. Had another couple of coaches went down and watched Tuscola and McDowell play last night, and so we were kind of spread out. Looking at some.
Did you just ask for the guys to assign, or they decide on?
They decided on their own. Obviously, going back to Rosman and seeing Madison, I got a chance to go back home and see the kids there,
right,
and some of the people.
Right.
But now the guys just wanted to kind of go different places, and obviously these are teams that we're going to play down the road.
Absolutely. Again, going back to Thursday night and on Wednesday night too. Obviously, we mentioned this several times working on that short week, but we really wanted to see a large crowd there on Thursday night, and I think that we did that for the most part. A little bit worried about rain keeping people away. I think maybe it occurred to me that perhaps people would rather somehow stay at home and watch just the game on television, but we had a good crowd there, a supportive crowd on Thursday night. Obviously had a good crowd on Wednesday night too. Talk about how, I think, if you don't mind, how that impacts, what you're able to do with this program right now, that fan support in the stands.
That's the one thing that we want. We want a positive experience for any of our people that come to watch a ball game. I mean, we want to put a great product on the field. We want to see our kids be successful. But we want the perception of Pisgah High School to always be on a positive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've had a couple of incidences here this year on Wednesday night at the JV game, and, of course, last year over at Asheville, where we've had some problems in the stands. Mm-hmm. And these are concerning things for me, you know, as a parent sitting in the stands. Obviously, you're cheering for your kid, but you never want to hear another one of your own people mm-hmm. getting on your kid. Mm-hmm. And sometimes mm-hmm. we go overboard with that because we get so caught up in a game. And, you know, we need to be more aware of situations like that. And as crazy as it may seem, you know, when you go over to Asheville, and again, this has been 2 years in a row, and you think of, you know, a confrontation or something happening off of the field, you would think that it would be against, you know, an opposing team's
right.
stands.
Right.
And unfortunately for us, it's been within our own crowd.
Yeah.
I can tell you from myself, you know, I'm not going to coach at a place that I'm not confident that my family's safe in the stands. And I don't think that we're to that point. But I think it's something certainly we need to bring up and talk about. This is something we need to learn from, you know, as fans in our stands and parents and all of these things. And if we're having problems, you know, up there, we need to make sure we address it as quickly as they can so they don't escalate into something that becomes much bigger. And, you know, and I felt like I needed to talk about that this morning.
Yeah.
You know, I hope I've got some people, some fans and some parents and stuff that are listening. You know, we want you guys to feel safe in the stands and to be able to cheer on your kids. But at the same time, we need to make sure that we're not harping on somebody else's.
Absolutely.
You know, obviously it's a team for us, and certainly know that our coaches are doing the best that they can. And we want to be able to feel safe for our families in the stands as well.
Absolutely. And you want everyone in all the communities around us to continue to have a high perception of who we are in Canton and at Pisgah High School.
Absolutely. You know, the perception is reality.
Yeah.
And certainly I want to continue that to be a positive for us. It always has been. I know we have a very, you know, they use the word rabid, a very rabid fan base.
Yeah.
And expectations are always high here. You know, and I don't expect anything
right.
less. But, you know, we want it to be a great experience for the young kids in the stands, because obviously we're a very young coaching staff. Our families are very young
yeah.
up there, and
yeah.
a lot of our young kids going around. And, again, we just want everybody to feel safe in the stands and be able to come and watch a good ball game.
Absolutely. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chapel Show on WPTL.
Free ice for a year. Go get an Orca cooler at Hometown Hardware and get a year's worth of free ice. See them for details at your Orca dealer. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. With weather breaking a little, the rain is really bringing in the gardens. So see Hometown Hardware for all your canning supplies. Everything you need is at your big box alternative. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Pisgah Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality with Ken Warren and Miranda providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King at I-40, exit 31.
And each week we always want to catch up on health. And obviously you go into the bye week this week, you maybe get a chance to get some guys healthy. What does that look like for you right now, Coach?
You know, the biggest thing, we got Christian Kermeen's good running back on JV. He's got dinged up Wednesday night. We're going to continue to get him checked, get him looked at on Tuesday. We had three of our kids, unfortunately, had surgery yesterday. Actually, they went
right.
1, 2, and 3
right.
on the surgical day for Southeastern. We had Isaac Plessy went in and had the ACL repair, and they trimmed a little bit of meniscus, talked to him yesterday. Jesse Ray went in and had labrum surgery on the shoulder,
uh-huh.
and so did Brady Connor. So, you know, we had three of them that went in. One of them, you know, obviously was football-related. The other two, you know, obviously Jesse had a car accident, and then Brady had hurt his back in the summer right there as we were starting camp. But, again, thinking about those three guys as they get ready to go through their rehab stuff, you know, and of course, talking about Christian, but the big thing for us coming into this open week is to take a couple of days off, to kind of get recuperated a little bit, almost like you want to say get recharged.
Yeah.
You know, we took off obviously Friday because of not playing. Got Labor Day and the parade and everything going on here in town on Monday. So we've taken Monday off too. So we're taking 4 days off. But we're going to come back and we're going to practice Tuesday through Friday. We'll right. practice this coming Friday as well. And I already told the kids, you know, when I talk to them after the game, make sure not to be planning on any kind of vacations, you know, for next weekend, because we would practice right. on that Friday just to make sure right. condition is still
right.
good.
Right.
I think that's the biggest thing when you go into open week is make sure you're doing a lot of the, getting back to your, a lot of your technique stuff, you know, like you did in the preseason camp. And then making sure you stay in good shape so your conditioning is going to be a little bit more.
Right.
But you also don't want to go overboard and get somebody hurt on the open
right.
week. So anyways, we're going to try to heal some kids up, give some kids off a little bit of time, just like what I mentioned with the 4 days off, and college football starts
exactly.
this weekend. So I think it'll be a good time for everybody to kind of relax and kick back and watch some good football.
And absolutely. And, you know, one thing I want to mention, and we'll talk all about next week about getting ready for Madison. We'll be obviously here next week again, but you know, real quickly before we finish up here, you're able to get the windscreen installed this week, and I thought it looked really good to really kind of differentiate the playing surface with everything else beyond that. Looked good on TV too.
You know, we put that up on Tuesday and Wednesday, obviously talking about the windscreen that's on the fence, and put the capping that was
right.
over top of it. And you know, we ended up doing the real smooth, the good smooth top capping, and kind of matches
yep.
what we've done at the baseball field and softball field. And I think our guys who like to walk the fence enjoyed being able to put their arms down on it and rest on it compared to the old fence that we had.
Yeah.
And, it closed everything in.
Yep.
I thought that was one thing, and when I talked about that in the pregame, our kids, I said, you know, our thing this year, you know, with the big poster that they've had with our schedule has been, you know, on the river in between the concrete.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So we talked about that, and I said, yes, it's on the river in between the concrete. Now we're in the cage.
Exactly.
And so it was, you know, it looked really good. I thought that obviously it looked really sharp on TV as well. And, you know, like I said, we want to make our place to look as good as it can. To present, and we knew how big this game was going to be, you know, being on live TV. And I felt like as we walked away Thursday night, we had put a good product on
yeah.
the field.
Yeah.
The commercial that Casey worked on all week and our staff there at the high school was phenomenal. We had the meal, we had Champion
yeah.
Credit Union, we had all of these businesses, Hometown Hardware.
Yeah.
That was a part of it, and that's who we are.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought it was a really neat thing that the WMYA has done, and I thought it was a great thing for our community.
Absolutely, and I think it absolutely is, too. Again, we'll be back next week. Don't forget, 8 a.m. with the Brett Chapel Show. No game next Friday, but we'll be back here at 8 a.m. with the Brett Chapel Show ahead of getting ready for Madison County that we'll see here in a couple weeks, so don't forget to join us then. For head coach Brett Chapel, Ryan Castle in our studio, this is Chad Upton. The flea market's next. So long, everybody.